This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in a very cloudy Dallas, Texas, and we're at Lone Star PHP 2015. And my special guest is Heather White. If you don't know Heather, you probably know her husband, Eli. But we're not here to talk about Eli because Eli didn't get accepted to the conference.
Oh, yeah, that's been a running joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I congratulated the guys because Adam and I had considered it. But, no, you know, now that they beat us to the punch, so. I know, I'm going to pay for that later. Anyhow, you're here not as Eli's wife, but you're here as a speaker. And correct. Talk to us a little bit about the session that you're presenting.
The session I'm doing is called Stepping Out of Your Comfort Zone, Learning to Teach.
Oh, excellent.
My background is in teaching. Obviously, I run the training program at PHP Architect. Mm-hmm. So it's a natural fit. Lovely airplane flying over. I talk about my learning theory, which one I subscribe to, and which is Howard Gardner's 7 learning styles, mm-hmm. and how, as a presenter, as a teacher, you can educate yourself about these learning styles so that you can reach more people in your audience, because we all learn differently mm-hmm. in the end. And then we kind of go through adult learning theory and how adults are different from children. And then we kind of bring all of that together and we talk about how to bring that in your presentation or your teaching so that you can reach and touch more people with what you're saying and help them keep your message.
Very cool. So. Well, I'm glad to see you out on the speaking circuit. Of course, Eli's been involved in the PHP community for quite some time, and being an active member of the community, I know that means that you have been also, just nobody knows that.
Yes.
Because my wife, the lovely and talented Kathy, takes care of so much just so that I can come do these things. And right. I know this, y'all have the same relation. But now you're part of PHP Architect. Musketeers Me has purchased that, and y'all are running that and doing a great job. And your job title there is?
Training Coordinator and Customer Care Specialist.
Great. And speaking of which, there's Sandy walking around with his orange. He's decked out all in orange. Talk to us a little bit. How are you integrating this? I mean, how are you finding working in the community?
It's exciting. I mean, I've been on, like you said, on the fringes for a while. And then I got kind of looped into the fold officially with PHP Architect mm-hmm. When shortly about 6 months after they Musketeers Me bought it, and I got approached. Eli came home one day and he goes, "So, do you want a job?" And I was like, "Doing what?" And it's kind of spiraled from there to taking over training and doing customer care and relations, even to some marketing stuff. I do all of our shipping of swag.
Oh, very cool.
I'm also officially co-chair on all of our conferences that we do now. Mm-hmm. So we're a tight team. We all wear many different hats. So it's been fun first being as part of the conferences. You know, people have gotten to see me in a different light, sort of away from Eli. And it was actually Eli's suggestion that I submit.
Excellent.
So because I talked to him about it. I was wanting to kind of stretch my wings, spread my wings a little bit, but I'm not a programmer mm-hmm. at all. I've lived and worked with them for years, which is another one of my talks I actually have. He helped me discover what I had to offer the community. Mm. And he's like, and being sort of a senior person in the community, he's like, teaching, mentoring, that sort of thing is a really important thing that a lot of people are afraid to approach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so oftentimes people think they can teach and they can't necessarily, or they could use some more advice, ways to improve their teaching so that you maintain and improve the quality of your learners and the community in general. So I did, and here we are.
Well, it's an important lesson, and I hope to see you repeat it at other conferences. Speaking of conferences, you run one of the conferences that has a soft spot in my heart, which by the time this airs will have already passed, called PHP Tech. I love Tech. I worked it for three years, and attended it for many more before that. Just absolutely love that. But y'all started a new one, PHP World.
Yes.
And I was privileged to be invited to speak at the very first one. And y'all have just announced, or just recently announced, the dates for the next one.
Yes.
What are the dates?
The dates are November and 11th through 14th.
I believe that's correct.
I think.
Yeah.
We were at work, you know, because we're still, tech is on the brain right now because we're about 4 weeks out. So it's kind of get that one done and then we'll focus on the next one. But yeah, we've got the placeholder up.
Yeah.
We've got the theme in place. And we're excited and hoping we can grow it this year, because last year we were a new conference. So a lot of people had already committed to their one conference already.
Yeah.
And we heard a lot of that, and like, this year with tech, we're hoping to sell out, but we've heard from feedback from folks. We keep touch with our attendees quite well. So, and a lot of people are saying, not tech this year, but I'm definitely coming to World.
Excellent.
So we're very excited. We got nothing but good feedback from it last year. So we're hoping to really grow and extend the community outreach and bring people together so that those conversations continue to happen.
Yeah, and I love tech because to me it is a new breed of conference. It is a polyglot conference within PHP.
Yeah.
Because you're reaching out to bring several different communities together. We're all PHP developers, but we all identify with these individual projects.
Right.
But we all face the same problems. We all still have the haystack needle issue, you know, all of this stuff. So it is great to see somebody bringing all these together. And, I mean, you did a great job last year. You had Larry Garfield. You had Andrew Nason. You had Jeffrey McGuire. Oh.
Yeah, he, JM is great.
I love him. You know, he's a character.
He is.
Well, I'm looking forward to submitting and hope I get to attend this year as well, because, like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed it last year. I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everybody, but I'm not sure you can answer this. The question that I always end with is, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Well, the local user group is Frederick Web Tech.
Oh, excellent.
And the URL is frederickwebtech.com, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on Voices of the Elephant with us. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community, because I know behind the scenes you're doing an awful lot and you keep things running over there, but I'm glad to see you out and actually becoming a visible part of the community as well. It's wonderful to see that. So
thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.